And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of January, 2014. It was on this day, 1977, President Jimmy Carter, the day after his inauguration, issued an official pardon to Vietnam War draft dodgers, particularly those who had escaped into Canada. An estimated 210,000 men were accused of draft violations. About 25,000 of them were indicted. Tens of thousands left the country during the Vietnam War, most of them to Canada, although nobody knows the exact number because Canadian officials did not ask for that information. And despite the pardon, thousands of them remained in Canada, went on to become architects and lawyers, musicians, professors, reporters, even officials in the Canadian government. It's the birthday of Huddy Leadbetter, Leadbelly, the blues singer born in Mooringsport, Louisiana in 1888, who gave us Goodnight Irene, Midnight Special, and the Rock Island Line. And it was on this date in 1793, King Louis XVI of France was beheaded, one of tens of thousands victims of the French Revolution. He had ascended to the throne in 1774. He was 20. He had inherited a kingdom that was nearly bankrupt, unemployment in Paris, about 50%. The crops were failing. Food prices were going up. Louis XVI was intelligent, he was compassionate, but he was indecisive, unable to make important decisions. He probably suffered from depression. He and his family tried to escape in 1791. They were captured. France was declared a republic. The king was arrested for treason, indicted in December, tried and convicted on January 15th, sentenced to death by guillotine on January the 20th, the sentence to be carried out the next day. He spent his last evening with his family, arose around 5 o'clock in the morning. It was cold and wet in Paris, a long ride to the guillotine, 2 hours. He sat with an Irish priest, Father Henry Essex Edgeworth. They recited psalms to each other. The king stepped out of the carriage, removed his outer garments, climbed the scaffold alone, made a brief speech, bowed his head, and was executed to cries of Vive la République. Here's a poem for today by Danusha Lamaris, Fictional Characters. Do they ever want to escape, climb out of the white pages and enter our world? Holden Caulfield slipping in the movie theater to catch the 2 o'clock. Anna Karenina sitting in a diner reading the paper as the waitress serves up a cheeseburger. Even Hector, on break from the Iliad, takes a stroll through the park, admires the tulips. Maybe they grew tired of the author's mind, all its twists and turns, or were finally weary of stumbling around Pamplona, a bottle in each fist, eating lotuses on the banks of the Nile. For others, it was just too hot in the small California town where they'd been written into a lifetime of plowing fields. Whatever the reason, here they are, roaming the city streets, rain falling on their phantasmal shoulders. Wouldn't you, if you could, step out of your own story to lean against a doorway of the Five and Dime, sipping your coffee, your life somewhere far behind you, all its heat and toil, nothing but a tale resting in the hands of a stranger, the sidewalk ahead, wet and glistening. A poem, Fictional Characters, by Danusha Lamaris, from The Moons of August, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.